Let's just start off. Say that people are obviously moving into the area all the time. If they were to drive by the store, how would you describe Crever One to them?
We're a business that does everything. We can do everything from painting walls to changing your floor to doing your kitchen. And we're so diversified. We're a very community-oriented business. We're involved in a lot of things with the community. My brother and I, who's also a co-owner of this business, are firefighters. So when you shop here, you're really helping out the community as well as...
You guys have been in business here for how many years?
We're on our 53rd.
Yeah, so you're not in business for 53 years in a small town like Port Dover without making sure everybody's taken care of to the best of our ability.
And to talk about that, like that long history too with the community, I guess like that's one of the things that I to sort of highlight is that you know a lot of these people. Like when they call you, it's not necessarily like a Mr. Smith. You're usually going to help Jim.
100%. Yeah, I'm helping people that shop with my grandfather. I'm helping people I went to school with. I know. Yeah, we know everybody, and everybody knows us. It kind of sucked as a kid, though, because I could never get in trouble. My dad always knew before I even got home. So, yeah, we know everybody.
Now, was it always, like I said, like, you got to do a little bit of everything here. I see, like blinds and paint. Was it always like that, or did it just start off with, like, the flooring?
So, when the business started way back when, it was mainly just a tile store with my grandfather. And then when my father came in, they got into the carpet. And then when my brother and I came in, we expanded into kitchens and paint. So, yeah, it's been growing all through the years.
The diversification has really helped us to hone in on Canadian companies as well. So our paint is 100% Canadian made with a really good family backstory, which we really like. That's what Carpet One is all about, too. As well as the cabinet division, it's all 100% Canadian made cabinetry. So it really helps to just hone in on shopping local, supporting your country and your person. So a lot of the flooring companies were American made and manufactured all over, but at least with doing this and diversifying in that way, we're supporting more Canadian-based companies as well.
And I guess what would you say to someone who, so this is, it's hard for me to say because like sometimes I say like, why would you go up to this business as opposed to like a big box store? But I feel like you guys, it's not really like a big box store, but necessary for everything that you guys do. I guess what would you do to?
It's a very simple way. You should shop local instead of a big box store. People care when you come local. We want to do a good job. There's a deal, and then there's the best price. And the best price isn't always the best deal. And I think when you come to a family store, a local store who cares, you get the best deal. And, you know, you're getting, they want to sell you products that are going to work for the situation. They want to listen to your story, and they really truly want to help you. When you go to a big box, the people aren't as educated. I mean, you know, that may be working that job for 10 minutes before you got there. Or you shop local, you're getting educated people who want to help you, who want to give you the best deal.
And especially because it could be our neighbor we're selling the product to, so yeah. You want to make sure it's good because we're the ones that are going to have to
come bump
back
into them in the grocery store. I'll bump into them at the arena. You want them to say, "Hey, I'm still loving that floor." You know, you don't ever want to hear, you know, "I'm disappointed in that." You know, that's the last thing you want to hear, especially when you see them in public.
Anything else you guys want to add that I didn't touch on?
I think just when you shop local businesses, you're not only supporting that local business, you're supporting that community. Like, we sponsor sports teams, we sponsor the school, we sponsor the theater, we sponsor lots of local activities.
It's a trickle effect.
It's a 100% trickle effect. So local businesses are important for the community, especially for fundraising activities and being involved. And we're involved in so much community rise with the Board of Trade, the Fire Department, and all the local businesses are, and we all want to give back to our community, so it's important to support them.